Arabic. Hello, my name is Aziz and I'm the son of a divorced mother. She is really my superhero. That's why it's important for me to support women to share their uniqueness, their personalities, perspectives, and emotions about life. Too many women in this world feel alone. They worry about the judgment of others and they struggle with their mental health. But when they listen to the Rare Girls podcast, where empowered women share their voices and tell their stories, many women will feel inspired to live a life of freedom and overcome all insecurities. They will feel it is a safe space to find their confidence, to remember their unique beauty, and to feel their self-worth. And they will connect with the sisterhood of rare girls who encourage their success and support their dreams. That's what this podcast is all about. My guest today is Katerina Pasichnik. Katy is a 26 years old Ukrainian girl originally from Kyiv, living in West Vancouver, Canada currently. Katy is a participant of Miss Vancouver 2024 and a participant of Mrs. International Global 2024. She is an actress who does commercials, and she used to be a TV host. Katy has multiple hobbies like doing yoga, working out in the gym, studying psychology, doing makeup, shopping, as well as traveling a lot. She describes herself as a persistent girl who goes after her goals and big dreams. Katy, how are you today?
Thank you, Aziz. Thank you for this opportunity to be part of your project. Thank you so much. I'm good. What about you?
I'm honored, lucky, and feeling very, very privileged to have you here. And I want to know a lot more about you. So I'll begin with this nice first question, which is, Katy, if your friends could describe your personality, what would they say about you?
Oh my God, very optimistic. I will, in everything, bad situation, I will say, oh, we'll figure out, and I will find something very good and positive. Yeah.
I want to know much more about that. What makes you positive? Because three things. One, I actually used to live in Ukraine, in Kyiv, in Arsenalna, and I remember a lot of Ukrainians, they will say that there is a level of post-Soviet trauma that makes many people feel negative about the future, about the world, and get a bit angry quickly if there is a problem. So what did you do in order to train your brain in order for you to be optimistic and positive? Or is it that you have some spiritual belief, you think, oh, you have a big destiny and so everything will be okay, or you're a princess reincarnated from the past or something like that? Why are you so optimistic?
So why I'm so optimistic? The thing that, okay, let's start from the bad things and go to the good things. Because when the woman, oh my God, women are very emotional. And when women are so negative, everything is going to be very bad, you know? Like the man, like, for example, a woman have a relationship with men, but she's so negative. She has crazy bad energy. It's like a hard to build relationship in kind of this condition when you are so like unhappy. So what I realized when I become very aggressive, very negative, I stopped to like myself. I'm not interesting in myself because like, I'm like, you know, not happy. So the first things I start to work with my brain and make kind of, make illusion. Oh, okay, I'm good, I'm happy. It's like put these things in my brain. It's kind of like affirmation, kind of like a lie I lie to myself, that's everything all right. And I start to believe this. When I start to believe this, my reality start to change. So that's what's worked for me. Yeah.
I like that very much. So you give yourself affirmation and you create illusion, but in a positive way, which changes your reality because your belief and energy is very different. You spoke about energy and you said that energy is very important. If you could explain, are you someone who is walking around like an empath and you feel everyone's energy? Is energy to you what the whole world is made of and that affects your emotions? In general, what is to you the meaning of energy? And how important is it in your life, your energy, other people's energy, the place's energy, the fashion, the clothes, energy, everything?
Energy. Oh my God, it's so interesting question. Thank you for this question. I just love it. So energy, it's like, you know, okay, it's like a money. When you don't have a money, your life is stopped. You like live a miserable life. You feel so stressed. You feel depressed. It means your energy very low. Like, you know, money always, they have to move, move, move. Like, it's like, you, when you didn't have money, your life is stopped because you didn't have money for food, you didn't have money for clothes. You know, and I didn't want to just go to very spiritual things because I lived in Bali like 1 year and a half and I get a lot of like spiritual things and I want to balance with material world. So is it clear? Example with money. Like you didn't have money, your world is stopping. Because what we are around, I want to say like energy is something like pushing me. No, it's what is make me strong, but it's also about my choice, you know? And what I don't believe that someone can, make me feel bad. It's always my choice, you know? For example, oh, this person has a bad energy. I can change it. I can change the person, but I can change their energy, which he sent me. I was like, okay, whatever. I can just go away because it's always about choice. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going from question.
Thank you. So if I understood you correctly, it is part of creating an illusion where you can choose to have energy, just like you can choose to make yourself rich, but in a way where you choose to have energy and you need to give the energy and to keep it flowing, because if it's stuck, you cannot have more energy. And then that energy can create the world for you. And if you don't have energy, you're not alive, you're a zombie. And so it is, you choose to have energy and you do not let other people or things affect your energy. And you use energy in order to grow, to feel good and to have a better life, correct?
Wow. You are good in this, yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for your kindness. And so I want to know another thing. You said you do not let other people affect your energy. There are a lot of women who are, even in the field like you, being an actress or participating in modeling spheres, etc., that compare themselves to other women and they think, oh, look at her legs. I wish I had legs like her. I'm not beautiful. Or look at her. She is photoshopped. But it creates all kinds of unrealistic things that make the women lose their energy and feel negative and feel depressed. So to you, did you go through comparing yourself with other women? What's your advice to women who compare themselves to others and how to keep your energy high no matter the situation?
Aziz, you know, your questions, it's just like, I thinking about this today. I talk with my girls today about this. Even I do manicure today and I talk about this. So just short story. We have a girl who is in a relationship 8 years and she's still not married. Like, and all our close circle of girls already married and get proposing like after a couple months, not 8 years. And one girl told me like, I'm not going to talk about this with her because she feels jealous. And I just like realized, oh my gosh, how women are sometimes so funny. We create this, you know, somebody going to jealous. But why we don't think that someone is just happy? They're just happy with this. You know, somebody really happy be poor. Like, Katie, what you say? So, no one can be happy be poor. Yes, a lot of people can be happy and be poor. Like, okay, let's back to the question. About illusional. Mm-hmm. So I was like this girl who is always jealous. Always, I look at her and I was like, bitch, how do you do this? I would love to have like life, luxury life like you. So then I stopped to do it because it's like just ruin myself. You know, I start to picture it, you know, take a photo of my brain. So, okay. I have a big woman in my life. She's from Belarus, my auntie. I came to her house and she has what I would love to have in my future life. She has a huge house. She has an amazing husband. She has everything like perfect. Two beautiful kids. And my one part of brain started to jealous. I was like, I would love to have. And another part is like, copy it. Just copy it. Just start to see this and not like with your hungry eyes, but with a good positive thinking. That's one day you will get it. So what I'm trying to talk about, you see and you feel jealous. Stop your brain, hears everything. Like a chick control and try to think, oh gosh, now I feel jealous. Okay. Be honestly with you. I feel shitty jealous. Oh my gosh. And then how can we change it? How can we get it? Start to copy. It sounds like, oh my God, what's she talking about? But yes, in my life, it's work. Like I get married 1 week ago with an amazing man, which I love, which I respect. He's for me, big, big man. He's my husband. And you know, because I'm an actress, but I'm wife now. And it was my biggest goal to be wife and yeah, be like a woman, realize myself like a woman. The first things, realize myself like a woman. And it's everything what I saw. Everything what I saw before and I want to have in my life. You know, I was so concentrated here, like, oh my God, my husband going to be like, I love so much Asian, like culture and Chinese. And I was like, my man going to be Chinese and he going to be like this level. I would love this. He will be like this. And now it's come to true because I always, it's kind of say manifest, how to say in English? I'm sorry.
Manifesting or manifestation, manifest.
Yes. Visualization, but it's work. In my reality, in my world, it's work because what I want, what I say, it's happened. Even bad things. I was so scary about the war in Ukraine because I learned about politician and I was like, holy shit, one day it will happen because it's like all history is saying this because we always have a fight. And it's, you know, a lot of people think about this and it's happened. So be careful with your thinking. And you have always two choices. Jealous, like mostly people do, or copy. Start to see, oh my God, I love it. No, like, oh, she's just like a bitch. She just do bad things to get something what she wants. No. Oh my God, let's think, what does she, this woman did? Maybe she care about her beauty. Maybe she's so ambitious and a lot of things, you know? When you start to concentrate in good things, your world is just changing. And one more time, it's about my life. It's about my experience. I don't say like, oh, now you are going to change your brain and your life is going to be very cool. No, for my life, it works. Maybe for someone, it's not going to work. Yeah. So it's just my experience.
Congratulations on your wedding. I'm very happy for you and
Thank
on
you.
This part and phase of your life. And you spoke about the war in Ukraine and the February 24th invasion and how people manifested it because of the negative thoughts in many ways. But to you, what is your life story in the sense that who were you when you were in Ukraine? How did you feel and was your experience of hearing about that start of the invasion in February 24th? And what happened to bring you today to Vancouver?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's start from Vancouver because another part is so sad. Vancouver brought me, again, ambitions and illusions. You know, when you have kind of like a picture in your brain and it's like, one day will come. And I will enjoy. And can you imagine? I come and enjoy. I love so much Canada. I love so much this country because I visited more than 30 countries. Canada is most, for me, most like safety country. I feel very secure, you know, like very secure country. You fully accept it. For example, you are strange or you're spiritual or you're just like totally materialistic. Every level, or you gay, lesbian, everyone going to accept you, like, and everyone going to respect you, you know, as long as who you are. You're homeless, fine. You are a rich person, fine. You are middle class, amazing. Like everyone is really, really respect each other. Which for me, as a from Soviet, ex-Soviet Union country, yeah, like Ukraine was in the Soviet Union. This is so different because Ukrainian people very like love so much judging. Yeah, me too. I'm talking about myself. I love judging. I'm still judging people. I'm still thinking like this class, but it's a real, for me, this, it's work. Yeah. So let's go to another question about war in Ukraine. In this moment, I was dating with a British guy, and like everyone in Ukraine didn't know this war going to happen. But in England, in all Europe, in all the world, I feel like knew this going to be war, but not in Ukraine. So everyone talk about this, but no one believe. So in this moment, as I said, I was dating with a British guy, and he called me and is like, "I'm going to buy you a ticket. You move right now." I say, "Are you kidding? No way! It's never happened. It's bullshit. It's like, what are you talking about? War in 2020? This like 20s? Are you crazy?" And he came to Kiev. He pushed me. He started to shout to me, and he really bought me a ticket. He said, "Take your parents, like go." My mom was so sarcastic about this, and she was like, "No, I'm not going to leave." My father is policeman. He is like, "No, I don't believe." Also, no one in my family also don't believe. And I left to Turkey. So I met the war in Turkey. Yeah, it's just horrible. Like, you are in Turkey, your family call you and say, like, "Katie, we have war." I get message at 2 a.m. from my mother. I was in Istanbul, and I just like, what? It's like a, what? It's, you know, what? It's just like a, What? My brain is no way, no. And it's real. Then father, my parents separate live. So then my father called me and he was like, "Yes." And he doesn't know what to do. He's a big man. He doesn't know what to do. Everyone just like, what's going to happen tomorrow, today? Yeah, that's horrible. It's just horrible. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really, really believe in peace and victory for Ukraine and for all the Ukrainian good people. And now it changed the whole history of the world and the lives of Ukrainians who don't deserve that at all. And also, it reminds me of something.
They didn't deserve it. It just, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, people from a village who like doesn't have possibility to leave this village because they are so connected to the one place. Like me here, for example, I'm 26. I'm travel around. I'm learning the world. I just like I bought like my ex boyfriend bought me ticket and I just flow. But a lot of people from village, you know, they are so dependent on this place and they just can buy ticket and leave all their life there. And I wanna say I hate Russia because before I hate so much, but it's just insane. It's just insane. As long as, you know, everyone start to used to war in Ukraine, war isn't over, but it's bullshit. It's like a bullshit. And now everyone start to hate Ukrainian people because they ask money for the war, which is make me more annoying because what they have to do? Like 135 million attacked 30 million Ukrainian. Like, we have to what to do? Like, we don't have kind of this money to fight with a huge country, you know? It's just like, oh, guys, you are like US because they give you money. It's bullshit. Like, how we will survive if not US, honestly? Yeah, it's just like, okay, sorry. It's just very, 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 very horrible politician topic. Let's change it because I'm just, yeah.
I agree. So let's speak about acting. I interviewed before an actress who's actually Ukrainian and living in Canada, but from before. And she said to her in particular, she became an actress because when she went to Canada and there was this kind of stereotype, whatever it is, what it means to be Ukrainian, she wanted to escape it by being any personality. She can be a pirate, she can be a professor, she can be British, she can be Australian, she's not limited in any way. So to her, it was the ability to be free and not be stuck in any one identity. And that's why she loved being an actress. To you, what do you love the most about being an actress, and what interested you in it to make it such an important part of your life?
Oh my God, this is a crazy adventure. To be actor, it's it just make multiply million faces. You need to always change, and you need to be always observed, you know, always keep an eye on the people. Like, I just sometimes take a coffee, it's like go to downtown in Vancouver and just go to watch people, you know. I'm just keeping my eye to everyone because many character. Yeah, it's fun, but it's huge work. It's an insanely huge work. Yeah, it's like a hard working job. It's not just, oh, you're a superstar, fancy job. No. It's like one day you have to play homeless and you have to think like a homeless. Yes, you have to stop to, you know, to make it this makeup, these nails. You have to put dirty. You have to make it dirty, your face, you know. You have to become ugly. You have to become thinking like this person. Yeah. So I love in acting just because of learn people. This is job about people, only like about people. And we have millions of people and everyone is like different. Has a different personality. It's so interesting. Yeah.
Tell me more. What do you love most about people and their differences? Is it their stories? And because maybe you get bored easily, you want to explore people so that you get new ideas. Is it their the difficulties they face and how they solve them so that you feel, oh, I have now ideas if I have a problem, how to solve it? Is it the energy, what you spoke about, each person feels different energy when you speak to them and you want to explore different energies? Or what about human beings and people is something you love, that not only you study people, but even you study psychology and you people watch and it's so fun for you?
So about people, because everything about people, like, you know, what is around me right now in this room made by people. And we live because of, like, okay, how to say, we live for ourselves, but we're human beings. We go outside, we see people. Okay, I'm going to talk about people who is living in island alone, but it's so little percentage, right? Or in forest. So we are live always with people, and we can live without people. We are love to be communicated. Why I love people? Because they can be very horrible at the same time, very amazing. They can be very ugly and the same time very beautiful. They can be very different, you know, and it's just one person and can be have a lot of faces. You think like, oh, this is good father, but at the same time, well, for example, like Putin, he has like, he's maybe good father and their kids love them, but he's evil for millions of people, you know. Or just like the guy who clean every day the same area, he was born there and he's like a cleaner outside in, for example, some park area. And what about his life? He has boring life. And it's interesting to learn because he doesn't have a boring life. He has like his thinking, and I just love to understand it because sometimes people very strange for me, very like insanely, like how, why you choose this life? Why you don't choose this life? And why you just like this, you know, or like a lot of interesting things in people I find. And yeah, we learn everything from people. Yeah.
I agree 100%. Thank you so much, Kati. And to finish this, There are a lot of women who maybe overthink and worry a lot, and they stay in their comfort zone, but they have big dreams that they do not have persistence to go after because they worry, oh, what if my parents don't like it? What if I fail and people laugh at me? What if I'm not good enough? Or just what if there is a risk and danger in it? What's your advice to women so that they live up to their potential and in general live more of an adventure in life without the worry about risks too much?
You know, I'm going to say so horrible things, but so realistic things. One day, girl, I'm talking to the woman who's going to listen to this podcast, you're going to die and no one going to think about you. Everyone just will, oh, she was good. Oh, she was bad. Oh, she was generous. No, she was like not so generous. People always die. So you have one life and your mother will one day die. Your father will die. You will die. So realize this. That's one day it's everything going to finish. You have one chance. You never know when you're going to die. So take every day maximum and stop. Throw all shit from your brain. Go and fix it. Go to psychology. I don't know. Go to Bali. Go to try to fix it. Because you have only one chance to live this amazing and beautiful life. Take all possibility which God, university, I don't know who you believe, but just take a chance to live the best life, which already you get. Yeah. Because I said, we're going to die. I'm sorry. Because one day, this is like really helped me. One day I realized this and I stopped to think about what people are going to think about me. I just think what I want, what I would love, how I would like to wake up, what I would like to eat, how I would like to speak, who I want to be, who I want to be today, you know? It's amazing. Because every day, you as is, every woman in this world, every man, every human has a possibility, have a chance to choose. So let's take our possibility and fucking enjoy this life.
And thank you so much. That's very, very important. However, there are some women and girls who grow up to be people pleasers who cannot say no, and they cannot really choose because they worry about the emotions of other people. And they say, oh, maybe that person will be angry. Maybe that person will be disappointed. Maybe that person will not be happy. So they sacrifice their happiness so that someone else will be not really happy. They don't care. So how can women make that choice every day, which is important, if inside them they think, well, what if I sacrifice myself in order for the other person to be happy? Maybe that's the correct way, because since a little girl, they always tell them, oh, you have to be a good girl. You have to do this and that to make other people happy. And they forget to make themselves happy.
So you're talking about the good girls. Okay, for the good girls, I have only one advice. Learn your bad girl, like try to understand your bad side. Try to understand this. You can be ugly. You can be very bad. You can be not good for your mom, for your father. Try to make this. Try to make freaking out your mother because she's pushing, because she push you to make, she has a kind of like your mom, for example. I'm talking about two good girls. Her mom wanna have a perfect good girl, but it's her illusional. But what about this girl? Maybe she's not a good girl. Maybe she has like an ugly personality, and accept this ugly personality. You know, I love so much my mom. My mom is queen. She's a gorgeous woman. And she told me from childhood, look, Katie, you can be good, which is will be more happy. But learn your bad side. Like when you're angry, it's okay. Just be angry. Feel this angry. If you wanna broke this, do it. I'm just so grateful to my mom because she told me what is it to be angry. She doesn't tell me, don't be like this. Don't, it's not okay. No, she told me, try to understand this, what you feel. And I was like, oh, she looks aggressive. Okay, good. And when you understand what is going with your body, you don't need to play this game, bad girl or good girl. But for the good girls, learn your bad side, understand your horrible side, and life become for you guys, for you girls, much easier. Well, you know your best sides. Yeah, because no one perfect, and which is amazing, because all our bad sides we always can improve and make something like for example, some men say that a woman who loves so much money, they are like very bad, they are so like a very bad things to talk about this woman. But it's not right, because we live in material world. So when you accept this and when you understand, like, okay, I am like this, people stop to say to you bad things because you stop to fight inside. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kati. It was my privilege and my honor to have you in this project, to share your voice, your wise thoughts and perspective. I wish you all the success in your acting career. I wish you all the happiness in your new marriage, and to keep growing, realizing yourself stronger and more. Thank you again.
Thank you, Aziz. I just so appreciate. Thank you to choose me. I don't know how you found me in Instagram, but for me, it was magic, because I'm so open, like open-minded person. And I was like, okay, I have to join. It's a really amazing possibility, and I'm happy to be part of it. And I wish you a lot of success, because you choose amazing, amazing thing to talk to women and to help women. And you are a man, and you just do very good things. I'm very grateful to you. Yeah. Thank you.
Namaste. And thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. And thank you for the kind words. Very, very much. Mm-hmm.